Hey, how's it going? It's good to see you. My name is Zach, and you're just in time, because I was about to take a walk down Gilead Lane.
Why does my character bother you so much?
You really don't want to make me angry.
Hey, who's in charge here?
You are.
Okay, then.
We've run into a little snag.
Cry, baby, wah, wah! First meeting of the Kindy Kids. I'm the president, right?
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. We're going to meet here every day during recess.
Will we get to play?
Sure, but you gotta follow the rules.
Okay.
What kind of rules? Well, like, today everyone's wearing blue except William, so he's gotta be it when we play tag.
Do I wear blue tomorrow?
Nah, tomorrow will be different.
I don't know if I want to play this. Can't I just go on the slide?
Sure, go ahead, but you won't be cool, and you won't be in our group.
Okay.
We're gonna have fun though, right?
Of course we are, and we'll be the coolest kids in school.
So what do we do now?
Let's play tag.
Hey, who's in charge here?
You are.
Okay then. Anyone wanna play tag?
Okay,
let's go.
Yeah,
got
it.
All right, Tim over here.
Here you go.
Hope,
oh, Grace, would you like some more tea?
Yes, Mary. Oh, that would be wonderful.
Hope, that's called traveling. You can't do that.
Can't too.
No way.
You're taller than me. I need whatever help I can get.
Oh, all right. But I'm not letting you off easy anymore.
Easy? Easy? I'll show you easy.
Uh-oh. Watch
I wish I had half their energy.
Good job.
Me too. Oh, it makes me tired just listening
nice
to them.
Shot.
Nice. Yeah.
But Hope's been good for you.
Oh, she's a ray of sunshine. It's like she injected energy into the house overnight.
That's a good way to put it.
Oh, don't you know?
Oh, hey, Haley. Hello, Maya.
Hello, Mrs. Morrison. Hi, Grace.
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Grace, how are you?
Fine. Hey, how was school today?
It was all right.
Yeah, it was good.
Hey, Haley, want to play girls against guys?
What? Us?
Yeah, you and Maya against me and Mike.
I don't know. Maya, what do you think?
Sounds all right to me if they don't mind losing.
That's right.
Losing? I don't think so, Richter.
Yeah, sure.
I'll be the cheerleader. Go, Haley. Go, Maya. Get them.
Come on. Hey, I helped you out.
Sorry, Mike. Girls gotta stick together.
Come on, let's show them, Mike.
Ooh. Oh.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, nice shot.
Hey, I wasn't ready.
Sure, sure.
Mike, come on.
What? You weren't ready.
Mike's a cheater, and he can't play without cheating.
I'll show ya.
Look out, Haley.
Whoa, whoa. Ah. Oh, Tim, are you all right?
You all right, Tim?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just scraped up my arm.
Cry, baby, wah, wah. What?
Do you need anything for it?
No, I'm all right. Let's go.
Maya,
cry,
over
baby,
here,
and Mike's open. Cheater.
Right, Aho? All right.
What?
Can you come over here a minute?
Right. Okay. What is it, Mrs. M? You almost died.
I don't think that's a good kind of cheerleading.
What? Why not?
Well, it's not nice, is it?
It's true. Mike cheated.
You know, Hope, cheerleaders usually root for their team instead of just being mean to the other team.
Not all the time.
No, that's true. Sometimes they do make fun of the other team, but keep in mind it's usually not personal or mean to the players. It's just fun.
But I'm just having fun. Mike knows I like him. So's Tim.
Well, no more being mean to Tim and Mike, okay? Let's try supporting Haley and Maya without the negative stuff, all right?
You got a Bible verse, too?
What?
I usually do when I mess up.
Ooh. There are Bible verses for pretty much anything you need, Hope.
That's true, but this time, let's just say it's nicer to keep it positive.
Okay. Go, Haley! Go, Maya! You can do it!
That's much better.
Mayor Morrison?
Yes, Elizabeth?
Monica Richter's here to see you.
Oh? She is. Please, send her in.
All right.
John, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, fine.
It's just been ages since we've seen each other.
Yes, I guess it has. Please, go ahead, Monica, have a seat.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This office is quaint.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's very small town, Mayor. Fits you perfectly. And those wonderful pictures of your children. How is Justin, by the way? Has he made a full recovery?
Justin's fine. He got a scholarship, and he's gone to college a year early. He's just doing great.
Oh, what a relief. You know, we were all so worried to hear about his problem.
Yes, I'm sure you were. And we appreciate the concern. Now, was there something you needed, Monica?
Oh, right to the point. Yes, actually, there was. As you may or may not know, things are going very well at the bed and breakfast.
Well, that's wonderful, Monica. It's great to hear.
Yes, well, so much so that we're thinking of expanding.
Really? That's fantastic.
It's going to be a great boon to tourism here in our fine town of Coleraine to be able to offer high-end accommodations for out-of-town visitors.
Absolutely, of course.
I'm glad you see the benefit. We've run into a little snag.
Oh, really?
Yes, the area where we plan to expand runs just a teensy-weensy bit over my property line, so I'm having some trouble with the building permits.
Really? Well, whose property is it?
Gerald Mason.
Gerald! Oh, he's a great guy. I'm sure he'd be willing to work with you on that.
Wonderful! I'd hope that was what you were going to say. I'll give you a few days to settle things with him, and then I'll get back in touch, okay?
What? You want me to talk to Gerald?
Well, you are friends, and you are the mayor, and this will be good for the town, so yes, it's your job.
Oh, Monica, I don't think this is my
job. Oh, yes, John, it is, trust me. And let me tell you that you really don't want to make me angry. I'd much prefer it if we remained friends, wouldn't you?
Of course, Monica, but I should...
Good. Take care of this for me, John, and everything will be fine. Goodbye.
What just happened here?
Okay, Hope, roll the dice for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 10!
Oh, nice! You're in the money pit.
Good roll, Hope!
What are you gonna do?
I'm staying here. Let's hope you guys land on a fine. Then I'll get your money.
Hey, Hope, want to roll for me?
Sure.
Sounds like a good idea. Hope, honey, if you like, you can roll for me, too.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a good roller.
Yeah. Sure. Anyone want some popcorn?
Oh, good. Oh,
yeah.
Good timing.
Oh, good.
Not me, thanks.
Well, why not, Hope?
Makes my hands all slippery. Well, I'm the roller.
Yeah, true. That's right, Mary. We don't want slippery hands rolling the dice now.
I see.
9. Great.
Whoa.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4. All right, I can develop my property. Woohoo! Get me a parking lot.
Yes, sir.
Developing property, yeah. And I thought this game would help me get away from work.
Problems at work?
Oh, honey, Monica Richter came to see me today.
Oh, wow, Dad. You do have problems at work.
All right. Hey, now, be nice.
Who's Monica Rickert?
Richter. Monica Richter? Have you ever seen that Christmas special where the big green guy takes away Christmas?
Oh, come on.
Well,
okay, she's not that bad. But still, I wouldn't cross her.
Oh, funny. That's what she said today, too.
Oh?
Yeah, she wants to develop the bed and breakfast. You know, make it a little bigger, but it encroaches on Gerald Mason's property.
Oh.
Yeah, she wants me to talk to Gerald about it.
About what?
Oh, I'm sure she's looking for me to use my clout as mayor. She said to make it work out. I'm pretty sure in Monica speak that would mean...
Play the bully. Uh-huh. What are you going to do?
Well, I'll call Gerald tomorrow and see what he has to say.
Bullseye!
Woo!
Oh! Nice job, Hope. Dad, that's you. You hit bullseye.
Bullseye? Hope, you are a great roller, huh?
Yeah.
How about that kid?
Yeah.
Hungry.
Why?
You took my sandwich.
So, next time have your mom make two. What's the big deal?
Hey, Jason asked me if he'd be allowed to join our club.
No way.
Why not?
No boys allowed. Hey, what am I?
Yeah, me too.
You're our guards, but that's it. No more boys.
Yeah, Tori asked me too.
Tori, really?
Uh-huh.
I'll have to think about that. And hey, Christian.
Yeah?
See if your mom will send more of those cookies tomorrow. They were good.
I'll see, but I don't know.
You know, Mr. Morrison is the most powerful man in Coleraine, and he picked me to live with him.
Yeah, so?
So, you might want to pay attention to what I have to say.
Yeah, okay.
Good. Now let's play hide and seek. Christian, you're it.
Hey there, John. How's it going?
Tom, it's good to see you. Yeah, it seems like forever since we've seen each other.
Yeah, well, I've been busy. And so have you.
Yeah.
Tell me, how's life with a 5-year-old in the house?
Oh, I'd forgotten how tough it can be to keep on your toes all the time.
The questions. Always answering questions.
That's right. But Hope's doing really well.
Good.
Now, we're happy about how quickly she's become a part of our family. I can hardly remember what it was like not having her around.
Oh, that's great. So, how's the job?
Oh, lots of paperwork. And meetings? I'm tired, but it's good. It's good.
I'm sure. And running a city isn't easy.
Mayor Morrison, Monica Richter's on the line. What should I tell her?
Tell her that he's in a meeting.
Mayor Morrison?
That's fine, Elizabeth. I'll call her back.
All right.
She is on a mission.
Tell me about it.
Oh, she's not going to let this one go.
I figured.
She is really good at manipulating and getting what she wants.
You know, I called Gerald. We had a nice long talk about it. Mm-hmm. He's willing to work with Monica on things if she'd buy just that piece of property that she wants, or he'd even rent it to her.
Nah, she won't do it.
Why not?
Principle. She feels like it's her right to expand where she wants.
Without limits.
Well, the thing is, she's pushed it this far this way. She's not going to back down now. And buying the property or conceding would make people think that she's wrong.
So, what's she want from me?
To make it work without her having to lift a finger. Stick to what's right here, John. Don't let her bully you around. If you do, she won't let up.
Climb right up there to that branch on the tree, okay? When you're up there, turn around and give us the secret code, and then you'll be in the club.
It's high.
If it wasn't high, it wouldn't work.
What wouldn't?
Getting you into the club. What's the point of having you do the same thing anyone else here can do? Show us that you can do something different.
Okay, I guess. Be careful, Tori.
Yeah, it's high.
I'm okay. I am.
Oh, give me a break, everyone. She's fine. Just another step or two, Tori.
Oh, no. Tori, hold on.
Look out.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
It's crooked.
Miss Gillis, come quick. Tori fell.
Mayor Morrison, you've got a phone call on line one.
It's not Monica again, is it?
No, it's Hope School. There's been an accident.
Oh, no.
Yeah, John Morrison. Yes? Oh, no. Is she all right? What? Okay, yes, I'll be right there. Thank you very much.
Is everyone okay?
Well, I'm not sure exactly. Yeah, someone fell out of a tree at school.
A tree?
Yeah. Tom, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to cut our visit short.
Oh, no, it's all right, John. I'll be praying about it, okay?
Thanks.
And let us know what happens, and if you need anything.
Thanks a lot, Tom. I appreciate it. Is the little girl all right?
She's got a broken arm.
Oh,
I know. She's going to miss a couple of days until it gets better, and she'll be in a cast for 6 weeks.
I am so sorry. Is there anything that we can do?
I think we've got it taken care of, but I'll let the family know.
Please.
Oh, please do. Now, but if you don't mind, Mrs. Walker, could you explain again what Hope has to do with all of this?
Of course. Hope has started a new club here at school.
Really?
Yeah. It's called the Kinder Kids, and it's quite popular.
Is it really?
Oh, yes. Hope's a natural-born leader. Children follow her without much trouble at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
It is. But we really need to work on fostering responsibility in Hope as well.
Oh?
With this new, well, power trip, Hope's been getting a little out of hand.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
Well, the other day, for example,
mm-hmm.
her teacher was giving her a test, and she finished before everyone else. Her academics are wonderful, by the way. She's very intelligent.
Yes, we've noticed. Yeah, go on, please.
Oh, yes. Well, when she finished, she put down her pencil and organized a playtime for the rest of the kids.
What?
According to this note from her teacher, she stood on her chair, assigned teams to everyone, and told them to head out to recess now.
Oh, my goodness.
The teacher honestly didn't know what to do because the class followed her.
You're kidding.
I'm sorry.
I wish I were kidding. Listen, Hope's a wonderful student. She's far ahead in her grades. In fact, she might even be able to test out of kindergarten and into first grade.
Really?
Her academics support it. Uh-huh. She probably could,
yeah.
But I wouldn't recommend it. She really needs this time to be around other five-year-olds and learn how they react and respond. She needs the interaction.
Sure.
I can see that. At our house, she's surrounded by older kids.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Well.
But with the past she's had and the history she's carrying with her, she really needs to learn how to socialize well.
Of course.
You know, the other day in the lunchroom, she had five different kids give her parts of their lunch.
What?
One little girl had been going without sandwiches for nearly a week because Hope keeps taking them.
But I fix her lunch.
All right,
apparently, it's not as good as the lunches some other moms are sending.
Oh, I am so sorry, Mrs. Walker.
Honey, listen, we'll take care of this right away, Mrs. Walker.
I figured you would. We've never had problems like this with any of the other Morrisons.
Yeah, well, Hope's a new challenge, yeah. But we're really enjoying it. She's such a wonderful addition to our family.
She might need to know that.
What?
Often, kids who have been shifted around and moved for a lot of their lives feel very unstable. Sometimes they like to push the boundaries to see how far they can get,
mm-hmm.
or to see if you're going to give them back. Hope might just need a little tough love so she knows that you're sticking around.
I have seen this hundreds of times in court. How did I miss it here?
We both thought things were going so smoothly.
Well, I think they still are, honey.
Oh,
this may just be a bump in the road.
You both need to know that we love having Hope here.
Mm.
She's very bright, and she adds a lot to the class. I'm sure she's just in a transitional phase right now. And if we all work together...
Oh, well, we certainly can do that.
Absolutely.
And thank you for letting us know, Mrs. Walker.
No problem at all.
We really do. Here, listen, I'll get this.
Oh, I'll go up to Hope.
I'll meet you there.
All right.
Hello?
John, how wonderful to find you at home during the day, missing the busy workings of City Hall. Imagine that.
Yes, Monica, how can I help you?
I think you know.
Listen, Monica, I spoke with Gerald, and he's willing to work with you.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
You just pay him for the property or rent, and he's good.
I'm afraid that's not an option, John.
Well, Monica, if you won't compromise, there's nothing else I can do to help you.
What? I think you're mistaken in that, John. You don't really want to make me angry, do you?
No, Monica, I don't. But more than that, I don't want to break the law or my values for you. If you're willing to compromise, please come to my office tomorrow, and I'm sure we can work something out.
Oh, you'll be hearing from me, John. You can count on it.
I didn't mean for her to fall and hurt herself. Is she okay?
No, honey, she's got a broken arm. And she's going to have to miss a few days of school.
I think it would be a good idea for you and me to go over there tomorrow and apologize.
But I didn't do anything wrong. She didn't have to climb the tree.
But you pushed her to do it.
I didn't push her.
No. Hope, we mean that you made it hard for her to say no, right?
Yeah. I guess so, but she still could have said no. That's not my fault.
No, it's not. That's true. But, honey, when you make it hard for someone to say no to you, that's called manipulation. It's not good.
Menopause, what?
Manipulation. It means making people do what you want them to do, even if they don't want to.
Ah. Yeah.
Yes, and we've heard you've been doing that a lot lately.
I guess so.
Well, can you tell us why?
I don't know. Well, I don't know why I do it.
I see. Well...
Mr. M,
mm-hmm.
Why does Monica Richter bother you so much?
What?
You're the most powerful man in Coleraine. Why does she bother you?
Oh, my. Well, Hope, being powerful means you have a lot of responsibility, too. Responsibility. It means that you have to be someone that people can trust. You see, they need to know they can count on you. I can't just do whatever I want because I've got power. And that's what Monica Richter seems to think.
Why not?
Hope, who do you think the most powerful man in the world is?
Let's see. Mr. Morrison. He's a judge and a mayor, right?
Well, that's true. But you know the most powerful man to ever live was Jesus Christ?
Yeah?
Yeah. He could turn water into wine and walk on water. And he even yelled at the weather and changed it.
He did?
Yeah.
And he brought people back to life.
Wow.
And you know, he had all that power, and he could have bossed people around and made them do whatever he wanted, but he didn't.
He loved people, and he didn't want to do that to them.
Because he knew it wasn't nice?
Well, yes, I guess so. Here, you know what? When the men came to take Jesus away to die, that wasn't very nice, was it?
No.
And Jesus could have stopped it at any time. Mm-hmm. He could have made a storm come up or yelled and made the people stop.
He could have disappeared.
Yeah.
True, but he didn't. He knew that he needed to die to save us from our sins. And when Peter, one of his friends, defended him and fought with the people who came to take him away, Jesus told him to stop.
Why? He was just guarding his friend.
Jesus knew that, and he appreciated it, but it wasn't the right thing to do. Peter even cut off a man's ear with his sword.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
No, not good. Jesus didn't want that. He was a gentle man who was very, very careful how he used the power he had. He wouldn't want Monica Richter just taking someone else's property because she wanted it. And he didn't want that guard to get hurt either. He was very careful. And I think he wants us to do the same thing.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Jesus didn't want Tori to get hurt, did he?
No, Hope, no. And neither did you, I think.
No, I didn't, really. But am I in trouble?
Yes, I'm afraid you are.
I figured. Mm-hmm. Are you taking me back?
Oh, no, Hope. What? Oh, honey, we love you. And you're not going anywhere. You're a part of this family, no matter what.
No, we are not going to take you back.
You're not? I am?
Yes, that's right. Oh, sweetie, Jesus taught forgiveness. People mess up all the time. But God loves us, and he forgives us, just like we forgive you.
So I'm not going to be in trouble?
I think you'll still have a punishment. But we aren't mad at you, and we forgive you.
So you're not mad, but I'm still in trouble?
Yeah, afraid so.
Oh, boy, you guys are hard to figure out.
Just remember that no matter what, we love you.
And that's the most important thing, Hope. We love you. And Jesus loves you, no matter what.
No matter what.
That's right. Now, how about we go and make a get-well card for Tori?
Okay. Should I make flowers or hearts?
Well, I'm glad to hear that Tori's gonna be okay, but still, a broken arm? Youch! The Morrisons have had their share of run-ins with bullies, but I think this is the first time they've actually had one living in the same house with them. But I think the important thing is that they're helping Hope to understand that when you do something wrong, there are consequences, and they still love her no matter what. It's like Hope's principal said, sometimes we all need to know that we're loved and valued no matter what we've done. We all need to hear that, not just kindergartners. Brothers, sisters, moms, dads, grandparents, cousins, friends. Can you think of someone in your life who'd be encouraged to hear you say that you love them and always will? Well, then tell them. Do it the next time you see them, and then write me and tell me how it went. Our address here is CBH Ministries, Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. And you can email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, School Grays, is a production of CBH Ministries, which is a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Cal Olson and additional recording by Rob Gunling. Music was provided by Forrest Wakeman. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer. And I'm Zach, and I'll be looking for you right back here next time down Gilead Lane.